Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Eastern Procession number 4. Sorry for missing last week. We were both very busy and becoming under the weather. Quit sliding that. What are you doing? Okay, so this is going to be a normal episode. We're not going to double up because of the miss, because I'm sure most of you don't even have power to listen to this right now. No, I'm kidding. But I know my mom's without power right now, so this is just going to be a normal episode. We'll try and catch you up on 2 weeks double time.
So we're gonna talk really
Yeah,
fast.
so you might want to slow down the computer. I don't know, slow down something to listen. So anyway, what's happened in the last 2 weeks is I've had my first 2 weeks of work, and Kate's had her first 2 weeks of class. So I go first.
No one
So
cares.
neither of my paychecks so far have been spectacular. I do get paid every week, but I only have a 35-hour week work week, and I missed the first Monday because of Labor Day. That was nice. Good
I'm
work.
sorry. Can we edit it out?
No. So I missed my first. I didn't get 35 hours the first week. In the second week, we were sick. So I missed however many hours. Only it's not been great. So, but this week I should work 35 hours at least. Hopefully, I'll get a little overtime, but I doubt it. It's actually been pretty manageable. I do like my job. A lot more than I liked help desk at SAM. I've got people who know a lot more about what they're doing, and I've got some great chemistry with some different people there. It's been a really great work environment. I already have people coming to me. I mean, I've worked there probably 7 days so far, 7.5, and I already got people coming to me because they know I'm the expert on this or this or this, and that's
Almost
been good.
everything,
No,
practically
no. Well,
everything.
no, it's actually funny. A lot of people there have Blackberries or iPhones. Those are the two common things, and nobody else knows anything about iPhones the way I do because I have the iPod Touch, which is very much like an iPhone, so I'm the resident iPhone guy. And I'm also the only one there who knows a decent amount about Linux, so that doesn't really come up that much, but you know, except for interest. So, Kate.
I had my first 2 weeks of school. And that's how they pronounce it up here. Skule.
No, it's not. Don't lie.
Was pretty good. The reading is really interesting.
Although a
And
lot.
yeah, although there's a lot, and it's sometimes overwhelming because it's all very abstract theory, like really high thought theory. But it's fun to be challenged in that kind of way. I've never been challenged like this before. So, I'm enjoying that. And that's school. I've bought all my books.
She's actually got some really great books, things that the kind of things that I would probably buy coming across them. A book called The Cultural Studies Reader, which actually has one of my favorite literary analysis pieces called The Cyborg Manifesto by Donna Hathaway. And that's a really, I won't go into that, it's really literary, nerdy kind of stuff, but it's just about the concept of the cyborg in postmodern literature, which I really like. Very dense reading. I didn't come across it until my senior year of college, and Kate's near it now, and she'll actually be reading it for this course, so she can expect to have a much more trying time, though probably much more fulfilling than Sam gave me. So that was basically the major, or like not the major, but I guess the mundane events from our time thus far.
Yeah. Oh, I love my like two classes that I like the most are probably my cultural studies classes and my Hebrew Bible classes. What's up? They're awesome. So, yeah, take those if you have the opportunity.
Kate's learning a lot about the Bible that she didn't know, which is interesting considering I feel like I knew the Bible really well, and Kate feels like she doesn't know it at all. And it's been cool because as she learns it, she can come to me and talk to me about things from my study. So, you know, other than that, it's been actually a pretty busy 2 weeks. We started writing the show notes before we realized just how busy it had been. But let's see, what do we got here? Okay. So I cannot remember when, but we went to a place called Smack, which was this really cool little cash-only restaurant right near Kate's school, maybe like 4 blocks away. I guess that must have been on like your
It
first
was
day of
on
school.
Thursday.
No.
Yeah, like it was on a Thursday.
Okay.
And we
Well, it
went to
was.
get the Cultural Studies reader book.
Yeah. So we'd gone to this place, and she picked up this book, which was quite expensive, but it was a good. It's a nice little printing, and it was something the teacher had distributed through a printer near the school. And then we went to Smack, and Smack is called Smack because it's somebody's name abbreviated and then Mac, because the place only serves mac and cheese, although in all kinds of different varieties from the normal this cheddar and elbow macaroni through what we got, which was feta cheese with Kalamata olives and basil and all the stuff. It was
and
really
goat
great.
Cheese. It was amazing.
And it's a really good price. So that was a lot of fun. Really tiny little place, but it was pretty nice and kind of making it into our list of places we liked.
Yeah.
And very reasonable for the portions.
Yeah, and I got to take Cody that night to his favorite
Ben and
dessert
Jerry's.
Place.
Not favorite dessert, favorite ice cream.
Favorite ice cream.
But
he
yeah,
loves it.
I love Ben and Jerry's, so we got some of that, which is great because I got the kind, they have several kinds of ice cream that they don't sell in stores, and I managed to get that, so that was nice.
Then you took your GRE. That was the most recent.
Yeah, well, that was last Saturday. That was not a lot of fun. I went in and I decided I didn't want to prepare for it, and I didn't do great. I didn't do poorly, but I didn't do all that great either. So depending on the schools that I'm applying to and whatnot, I'm likely going to retake it. I've gotten a study guide from the library, and I got my free test prep software on the day I took the friggin' test. So that was nice. But I've got that stuff to prepare now, so should I decide to take it again?
Which you will, if you want to go to grad school.
Well, no, I mean, my grades are pretty decent, and depending on where I go, I may not want to spend the $140 again.
Yeah.
Because it just depends. I'm going to look over, I'm looking at Fordham University, which is in the Bronx, not too far from one of the apartments we checked out last week, which we'll get to, but there's a lot of, and then there's also...
CUNY.
Hunter. Which is part of CUNY, okay, which is the City University of New York, and that's got a decent program as well, and neither of which are prestigious, really. I'm sorry, Mom, I'm not going to be able to do Columbia simply because the price is astronomical, and they are extremely stringent, so having come from a state school in Texas, I don't really register on their radar, so...
Fordham is
a good school, but it's not very prestigious. It is a Jesuit university, so that'll be kind of odd.
But it's
beautiful,
school.
And it's in the South Bronx. Just all over the place. I know we've already said something about our sickness, but Kate and I were both quite ill. Just really virulent colds.
Yeah, I think it was just because that's the first time we've been exposed to this kind of environment, this city environment, and we just got our first, you know, New York City sickness. So I think we'll be good for a while.
Yeah, should make it through most of the winter, like, you know, barring actually contracting the flu, we should be fine for the winter. Now let's just hope we don't get the flu. I've always been adamantly anti the bacterial cream you put on your hands and rub in. Smells like alcohol. I know Telly loves it. Telly uses it all the time because of all the cars he has to touch. Well, now, coming in contact with subway railings and things like that, I guess I'll have to get some myself. I just don't like the fact that if I then put my hand anywhere near my mouth, I'm going to taste hair gel in my mouth for 30 minutes, most likely. Because that's exactly what the stuff tastes and smell like.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, today I got peed on by an air conditioning unit. And it smelled awful, like soured
it's
milk.
It's condensation.
It
it's
smelled
just
like
water.
Soured milk, though.
Oh, God. Kate's full of crap. She got condensed on.
Peed on.
Whatever. What do we have here? Okay, so we have been looking into apartments because as soon as September 2nd rolled around, we started being able to look into...
October apartments.
Most of the postings aren't more than a month in advance, and... We found a couple of things that are kind of promising. The only one right now that is looking good is the one in Marble Hill. So why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
Marble Hill is part of Manhattan, but it is on the island. It is on the island of the Bronx. And the apartment's really cute. It's a two-room studio, so there's like a wall, but it has an open hallway with no doors. From the living room into the really large bedroom. And we're both really excited about that. That's very promising. The location's nice, and the price range is perfect.
So it's been a funny little area, because we were looking into it, trying to make sure that it was good crime rates and things like that, which, for those of you worrying, New York is actually much safer than Houston. So, much safer. But the area has... It was apparently at one time part of the island of Manhattan, And later they rerouted part of the river, so now even though it's part of the Bronx, it's still in New York County, which is Manhattan, and the Bronx is something else. I can't remember off the top of my head. Brooklyn is Kings County, but I can't remember what the Bronx is.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was this whole tiff where at one point the mayor, or the borough president, I think it's called, of the Bronx in the 1800s planted a flag in Marble Hill and said, "This belongs to us," and it's just been this whole funny contention. But yeah, so we found that apartment, and we should know by Monday at noon if we're going to get it.
Yeah, it's
about $25 more than we were hoping to pay monthly, and there's a broker fee, but it's also a pretty decent place, and we can get into a 2-year lease so that we don't end up paying more for our second year should we decide to stay. So,
yeah.
But that's been pretty good. Other than that, not a whole lot going on, and hoping to get that, because if not, then we'll have to go searching again.
Yeah. Yeah, which we're not wanting. And we're both getting super skinny from all the walking.
Yeah. I've been catching breakfast every morning. I've got a guy in a street cart right near Columbia that every day when I get off the subway, I run over there, I grab a bagel and a cup of coffee and for $2. Bagel and a cup of coffee for $2. And good coffee. And you know, just a little breakfast. I either take lunch or pick up lunch near there. There's the cafeteria at Columbia that I can pick up from, or any place around there, and then dinner at home. But I'm eating about the same I was before, and obviously much more activity, so I'm slimming down a bit. Kate also slimming down, in part because of activity, in part because she doesn't make sure to have breakfast every morning.
I forget, like, I just, you know, routine change. I'm running behind all the time. And,
Thanks.
I forget
Excellent.
To eat. I forget to eat. It's not that big of a deal. Forget to eat.
So, we're trying to get her to remember. So, but yeah, so both slimming down a bit. Let's see, what did we... This week we had a bit of fun on Thursday. For those of you who don't know, on Thursday there were a couple of events. One, it was the 7-year anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And... obviously, in New York City, plenty of stuff going on in regards to that. However, there was also a speaking at Columbia by Obama and McCain. And the two blowhards had the whole damn 6 blocks around Columbia cut off from 2 o'clock that day. So after I got back from lunch, basically, Secret Service started closing down the whole of the university and blocks all around there. There were businesses that weren't getting any kind of foot traffic because the streets were blocked off for half the day. We had lunch at this little Greek restaurant when we were the only people in there. And it was obvious the Greek restaurant usually had decent patronage, but these two people who aren't even friggin' president had to take precedence over every single worker. So, you know, that's a good little indication of what's to come.
Yeah. What was really funny is, like, I was in the library when they blocked off the school,
which
or
is roughly
the campus.
4 blocks away from where I work.
Yeah, and I was in the public library in Harlem, and Morningside Heights.
Morningside.
Yeah, but anyways, I'm in there, and I'm like, and as I'm coming out, they've blocked down the whole block, so I have to be police escorted out of the library onto the street, and then across the street, because I can't even be on that side of the street.
Yeah. And then, of course, the cops give her a hard time because she tries to cross back to meet me at the 116th Street station, which is literally 20 feet away from the entrance to Columbia from where I come out. And, you know, she basically says, "Get out of my way, I gotta go to the subway," and they finally let her pass, so that was kind of annoying. Although, that's one instance in which profiling should go the other direction, because obviously the kind of people who are going to be wanting to attack Obama, at least, are not going to be the type of people that tend to be profiled. So, I don't know. Whatever, they were just being general douchebags all around.
Yeah.
Instead of sticking around and listening to, you know, a whole lot of bullcrap from those people, we took part in some 9/11 remembrances. I said festivities, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that
Excuse
would
me.
Be.
I'm sorry. So, yeah, we went and first we made our way down to the World Trade Center area, which right now is completely blocked off because of construction for the World Trade Center Memorial, which is due to open, or was due to open, next year, and now they're basically hoping it's ready for the 10-year anniversary. It's been kind of ridiculous and this whole debacle, but and I think the same day Mayor Bloomberg said something about needing to slim down the bureaucracy and maybe getting rid of some of the people from the lower Manhattan building society or corporation or enhancement corporation, whatever it's called, because of all the crap. But what they had was the light towers, which they've been doing every year since the attacks. And those light towers are near where the original towers were, and they stretch straight up into the sky and go the whole night long. And we got tons of pictures of that from different areas. We tried to make our way to where they were doing the signing of
the pillars, I guess. It's part of the memorial. They're having people sign pillars.
Yeah, it's like these big four-closing things.
Makes sense, Luke.
But, okay.
Sorry.
Kate won't quit playing with crap, and she just turned something on. So, stop. But yeah, so we tried to make our way to that, but that was closed. Instead, we found this survivor from the attacks in the in Battery Park, and they were doing this whole thing. They had all these flags that were being flown for the week before, and then they would be sent to the families of the survivors following the whole thing. And we picked up one of those flags for the VFW in Frankston, which we'll be sending along as soon as we can.
Yeah, and you talk a lot.
I do, but I'm trying to get you to come in, but you said
I
like
do.
A sentence.
I do.
What
do
we do the rest of the night?
No, you forgot some things.
Okay, well,
and, well, I don't remember what they are now. But, anyways, yeah, the flags. Oh, the flags. I was like, don't you think the families have enough flags? I mean, I'm sorry if that's tasteless, but I'm sure they do have enough flags, right? And they get one every year. That's, I think, enough of the flags already. But,
I'm sure
yeah.
For the people at Lost, it's nice to know that it's hard it is, as hard as it is to remember that stuff every year, the fact that there are still like people who want to make sure every year you know that they're mourning with you, and I think that's a sweet gesture. I think it's something that would mean a lot to me.
Yeah, but I think like something else besides a flag. Maybe
pins next year.
Yeah, maybe pins.
Okay,
lapel
so,
pins.
But that's what we did in place of... in place of
McCain Obama,
yeah. And that was fun. We ended up being out until pretty late. We went by the Brooklyn Bridge Park to get some nice pictures of the skyline. I've already transferred all those onto the computer, so I should be posting those with the podcast shortly. Should be in the same post, so you should see them immediately, actually. But then we made our way home. There are respective things. Fridays, Kate doesn't have anything. I had to get up 5 hours later and go to work.
And we did the Brooklyn Book Festival today, and that was pretty cool.
That was very cool.
And
there was a whole lot of interesting things going on there that I wanted to go to, and Kate was nice enough to go along.
Yeah. And, oh, this is so awesome. Cody thinks it's less than awesome, but I think it is so awesome.
Okay, what's so awesome, Caitlin?
Thurston Moore sat down like 2 feet from us. He was doing a speaking event thing before we got into the one that we got tickets for. And we sat down in the very front row. Everyone was like filling into the middle, of course, so we just sat over to the front side. And he comes in and he just sits there and I'm like, holy crap, that's awesome. And I think it was pretty awesome. Though for those of you who don't know, he did a solo album this past year called The Trees Outside of the Academy, and it's amazing. And then he's also did the whole Sonic Youth thing, which maybe you may have heard of.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so Kate's had two celebrity sightings this week. She also ran into Mos Def coming out of a cafe, which I think is a bit more awesome because we went to an event which we knew Thurston Moore was going to be at.
But he was still right there. That's
whoopsie-doo.
So
whereas awesome. She happened to bump into, or nearly bump into Mos Def coming out of a cafe. And she immediately, instinctively didn't think and said, hey, it's you.
No, I didn't. I just said, hey.
Okay. Well, hey, like she was surprised and Mos Def smiled, ah, what's up? And got into his car.
I didn't say, hey, it's you. I just said, hey.
So.
Yeah, because I'm a nerd. And then that was that. And yeah, the Brooklyn Book Festival was awesome. We found out somebody had died and that's sad.
No, we'll get to that at the end.
Oh, that's, okay. It's the dedication.
So,
okay.
We'll get to that.
And I'm missing our dog, Benazir. We have some awesome pictures that I want to post of her in a cooler. She's just so cute.
And a really awesome video, which I'm hoping to get up on YouTube, but I've never posted a video on YouTube, so we'll see if I can get it up. I mean, it's fine. I mean, it shouldn't be any difficulty, but the file says that it's corrupted, and even though it'll play, it has to do something to the file every time first. I don't know what the deal is. So I'll try and get that posted tonight. That's pretty amusing.
Yep.
And, yeah, looking forward to getting her back at the beginning of October. Obviously, yeah. We're missing all of you, but we're also missing, for our friends who might be listening, don't know how many, I remember Brian said something about the weekly podcast listening night after the meetings, and while I'm sure that's in part facetious, I know some of our friends are out there must be listening, and we want to let you all know that we very much miss margarita nights and playing Cranium at 2 a.m., so that was
awesome.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We don't get to do much socializing up here. It's just Cody and me. And, you know,
we
the hobos.
We haven't been here long. And we haven't met a ton of people yet.
Besides the hobos.
Besides the hobos and that stuff, yeah. So, I don't know why you're focusing on hobos.
I don't know either. You talk about mundane things sometimes.
I talk about life. Life is
and
mundane.
I try and talk, and you're like, no, Caitlin.
Okay, well, Kate saw hobo stabbing. So, there we go.
And, so I think we're done.
That's pretty much it. I wanted to... Okay. So we'll be posting, the pictures for certain, possibly the video, if I can get it to work properly. And we wanted to say that, in accordance with the whole, Brooklyn Book Festival and all that, we wanted to, dedicate in a way this podcast to, the former David Foster Wallace. And he died on Friday from,
say how.
Anyway.
You can look it up, but it's very tragic.
He was 46 years old, and he is the very revered novelist, and is particularly well known for his novel Infinite Jest, which I think was written in the 1980s. It's a rather thick tome, and it's...
I thought it was like 96.
96, isn't it?
Okay. I think it's like 96.
Mid-90s. It's a rather thick tome, and it's considered one of the top novels of the 20th century. So, and it's postmodern, so it holds a special place in my heart as well. And I would suggest that any of you interested check that out. So, yeah.
That's very tragic, and I hope his wife is doing well, and I wish her the best. Not that she's listening to this, but just in the general sense of everything. Yeah. That makes no sense.
No.
All right.
Okay.
I'm
so, we'll end the episode on a babble, and you guys have a good week. Bye.